The document cited potential vulnerabilities in the campaign that Republicans could use to attack Nunn, such as alleged service awards by the Points of Light Foundation. The article said IRS 990s from Points of Light show the foundation gave a total of $33,000 in grants in 2008 and 2011 to Islamic Relief USA. Eliana Johnson wrote the article and says the organization is part of a global network of charities that operate under the umbrella of Islamic Relief Worldwide, which she says has alleged ties to Hamas and other terrorist groups.
Islamic Relief USA on its website says that they're legally separate entities, but then notes that the Islamic Relief charities all operate. They're all part of the same family. If you look in their annual report, it talks about their work in Palestine as if they're interchangeable organizations.
But Nunn's campaign said Points of Light never directly gave to Islamic Relief USA. Instead, a spokesman says a Points of Light subsidiary was hired by eBay to verify the tax-exempt status of organizations, including Islamic Relief USA. They said it was individual eBay users who gave to the organization instead. A statement released by Nunn's campaign manager spoke about the internal document itself, saying this was a draft of a document that was written 8 months ago. Like all good plans, they change. But what hasn't changed, and is all the more clear today, is that Michelle's opponents are going to mischaracterize her work and her positions. University of Georgia political science professor Charles Bullock says it's likely those supporting Nunn opponent David Perdue will use the leaked document to their advantage.
It is very ripe for the kind of attack ad that opponents tend to run.
WABE contacted David Perdue's campaign, but did not hear back by deadline. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.